Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for April 28th, 2024 is based on 1 John 4, verses 7 to 21. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagenfield. The sermon is entitled, Let Us Love One Another.
An introduction to a reading from John. We love God and others because God first loved us. We cannot say we love God, whom we have not seen, while hating fellow Christians, whom we regularly see. Love toward God is to be matched by love toward others, because the essence of God is love. A reading from 1 John chapter 4. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that he might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us. Sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent his Son as the Savior of the world. God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and they abide in God. So we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out the fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. We love because he first loved us. Those who say, I love God, and hate their brothers or sisters are liars. For those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. The commandment we have from him is this: those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to
God. Well, grace and peace to you from Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. Amen. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone who loveth knoweth God and loveth God. Those who loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Beloved, let us love one another. 1 John 4, 7 and 8. These are the first two verses that arguably are the first two verses of the Bible that I ever memorized. And to be honest, when I learned them as a child, I probably didn't even realize they were Bible verses. I just thought it was a catchy song that we learned and sung every summer at Camp Luther. But much of what we believe we know about God comes from the music we sing as much as it does the sermons that we hear. I have no hard stats to prove it, but I would argue that if you grew up singing songs or hymns in the church or listening to contemporary Christian radio, that a large portion of your understanding of who God is comes from the words of these songs. Looking back, I'm pretty glad that my parents took me to a ELCA summer family camp where we learned songs like the one I just sang from 1 John 4. It formed my theology, my understanding of God, that God is a loving God and that we are called to love in the same way. Had I grown up in a different denomination that focused on an angry and vengeful God who delights in punishing our enemies, We might have sung songs based on Hosea 13:16, which says, Samaria shall bear her guilt because she has rebelled against her God. They shall fall by the sword, their little ones shall be dashed in pieces, and their women ripped open. Ugh. To me, it just doesn't lend itself to singing quite in the same way that 1 John does. But these two verses, set side by side, show us the dichotomy of how we often want to understand God. We want God to love us, but we also want God to choose our side in all matters and punish those who might be opposed to us. An example, some pray that God may save and protect Israel. Others pray that God may save and protect Palestine. But does it need to be either or? Can't we see and acknowledge the faults in decisions and actions made by both sides, condemn those things that are not glorifying to God, and also pray that God protects them all and bring about permanent, lasting peace in the Middle East and beyond? Loving people as God first loved us is not an easy task. Quelling the vengeful part of our ego can be difficult at times. Trying to figure out how we might be able to love someone we disagree with. Instinctually, we default as humans to fight or flight. But maybe God wants us to add a third option to our repertoire. Maybe we're called to love in times where we are scared. As an example, I want us to think about the person alive today who is arguably the most hated individual in the world. Now, before you go shouting anything out, ground rules for this guessing game, okay? It is not a politician. I am not dumb enough to go there in worship, okay? So we're talking about arguably the most hated individual in the world. First clue, this person is all powerful in their realm of influence. Kim Jong-un is an answer, okay? Okay. Second clue, this person is only referred to by their title, never their real name. The devil, okay. Third clue, this person has the power to ruin your day. All right, fourth clue, people never speak to this person, they only yell their beliefs at this person. Fifth and final clue, the best reaction this person can expect from you is if you don't realize that they are even there. You have a thought of who it might be in your head? God? Okay. A couple different answers there. The answer I'm thinking of, most arguably hated individual in the world at any given time, a youth sports referee. Yeah. Think about it. Is there anyone that you can think of that should receive thanks and adoration for what they do, but instead are subjected to constant vitriol? Think about it. These umpires and referees give of their time for minimal compensation to help youth grow in their love for the game. And what do they receive as their real compensation? Angry shouts, insults, profanities, and sometimes even physical violence from the parents of the children. No wonder it is so hard to get people to ref a youth sports game. Even when someone agrees with the call that they make, it comes in the form of a yell or a backhanded compliment. Great job, ref! Finally, a good call! On the flip side of that, how many times have you seen parents go up to referees and offer them a handshake, or tell them thank you for their service after the game? How many referees have been given a bottle of water or offered a bag of fruit snacks from the team parents? In the simple playing of a sports game, where we are looking out only for the best interest of ourselves and our team, how quickly we tend to forget about the humanity of the referee. And if it can happen that easily on a sports field, how easy might it be to label someone as enemy in our daily lives or someone who may live far away, rather than to figure out how we might show them love as the beloved child of God that they are. But all hope is not lost. Hope is never lost when we remember that the God who is love loves us unconditionally and eternally. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loveth knoweth God and loveth God. Those who loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Beloved, let us love one another. 1 John 4:7-8. God continues to love us because God is love. That is what God does and exudes abundantly. At times, does God want better for us and from us? Absolutely. But does that diminish God's love for us? Absolutely not. So as we continue to study the ways in Scripture that God cares for those who are often deemed the enemy or shunned by society, we see the ways that God loves and cares for the orphan and the widow, the oppressed, the underrepresented, the powerless, the marginalized, and all who feel abandoned or ignored. Maybe we too can begin to bend our hearts in love towards the arc of God's justice and mercy at work in the world. Since God loves us in such a miraculous way, let us show that same love by erring on the side of grace and love this week in your interactions with all people. And maybe offer the ref at a youth sports game a handshake and a job well done, good and faithful servant. God loves you. God loves you and the rest of humanity. And so, because of that, beloved, let us love one another. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.